Svois trichas kavona. When we do a mitzvah, we have to have kavona, we have to have in mind to know what we're doing. We have to have in mind that I want to do a meister mitzvah now. Why? What's his raya? But as Lukas was by the boy. The Mishnah says, now a chiddush, the way we train him to say, if somebody doesn't have shayi rokas, he doesn't have any other vegetables. So what does he do with karpas? With karpas, he could use Roman lettuce, he could use murrah. So the question is, if he used murrah at the beginning for karpas, so how could you make again later eat karpas for, how could you eat murrah later? Later, after the matzah, and you make a bracha, you did the mitzvah before already. Because at the beginning of the Seder, for karpas, if you use murrah, you did the mitzvah already. So how could we do two times? And at the first time, we don't make the bracha murrah, we only make a bracha for Yadama. Then later, b'shas is supposed to have the murrah, we eat it over again, the Roman lettuce, and we make a bracha. So it's bothering Yesh Lakish, how could we make a bracha later? The chur, we already did the mitzvah before, b'shas karpas. As this time, the way we do, usually there's no question, of course. If you use shayi rokas, vegetables, if you use potatoes, there's no question. Potato you can't use for murrah. So the first thing you do, karpas with potatoes, you make a murrah for your dhamma, and then later you eat murrah later, it's very good. But our mishnah is mashmi, in case you don't have any other thing. Just murrah, you're allowed to eat murrah two times. Still, when we make the bracha, eat the murrah, it's first later. So the question is, why are you ready to do the mitzvah? So it's not that wants to bring a raya, it's based on that rice and our mishnah. So merely yod mitzvah srichas kavana. Now kivon delay the idim chiyuv the mor. Who the yochalei? The first karpas, the first time you took this mor, took the Roman lettuce. At that time was not the time of the chiyuv yet, because the chiyuv to eat mor is the shash eating the matzah. We have before a matzah from morim yachluhu. Supposed to eat matzah first and then the mor. So that we eat the first karpas, even if you're using mor, that's not the zman to do the mitzvah mor yet. And when you eat it, the yochalei the bar priyadamu the yochalei. What bracha do you make on karpas, even if you're using Roman lettuce? You only have to make a bracha yadama. So therefore we say, v'dilma lo yichavan amur. Maybe, Otei says it doesn't really mean dilma, it means vadai. For sure the person does not have intentions of doing now the mitzvah amur. He does only have intentions now of doing the mitzvah karpas. That the children should ask questions, why are you dipping in now? Hilkach, therefore, voyilam ahedaliat vulei l'shei amur. That's why it's very good. The Mishnah says, later when they bring the matzah, you have to again use the murrah, and now you make the bracha al achilas murrah. Why? That's minhagim. That's not mikveh din. The Mishnah doesn't say that. You have to go about the Mishnah says. That's minhagim. We'll talk about that. But that's not a din you have to do. The Mishnah doesn't say that. Yilkach boyle meheder le'atule l'shei murrah. So as Rish Lakish di stak with that, as if you're going to tell me that mitzvah loy boy kavon. If you tell me now that what by mitzvahs do not need kavon, you don't have to have intentions, as long as you do the ma'aseh mitzvah. You have a kind of mitzvah. Lom l'cha trei tibulei. Why do we have to, in this case, where you don't have karpas, only Roman lettuce, so if you eat the Roman lettuce first, that should be makayim the mitzvah tomorrow also. Why do you have to eat tomorrow a second time? V'tovu l'cha d'zimna. You already did it one time. That's what Shlokish is raya. Why do you have to dip it a second time for? L'chur, you already did the mitzvah. Shlokki tesis. Tayyis says here, Shlokish sovar, demasnissim stom l'gatom. The Mishnah says tam. Umari afilu yochul imsa shayirokis. The other meaning was, even if you could find other vegetables, still, ein lo l'treich hacha shayirokis. You don't have to look after other type of vegetables for karpas. El oisa shnei tibulin. You're allowed to do both dipping ins v'morah, with morah. Behind the why, mishum de mitzvah srichas kavonah. Because when you do a mitzvah, you only make kind if you have intentions of doing the meister mitzvah. V'chivod loibidin. Since you're not eating the first morah at the time when you're supposed to eat morah, because it's before the matzah, over priyadamu diyokulei kleima. Shleibirach al achilas morah. You did not make a bracha al achilas morah at the beginning. V'dilma loyichavin. So it says v'dilma lavdafka. Doesn't mean really maybe. Kleima. What it means to say is v'adai loyichavin the morah. This person, for sure, did not have intentions of doing the mitzvah tomorrow right now. His intentions was just to have karpas now. The ein mitzvah elo ad tibusheni acha matzah. Because the time to have murrah is later after the matzah. So right now you have no intentions of doing the mitzvah. Hilkach, therefore, Rish Lakish understands that boy lemehedel atzulei. Therefore, you have to dip in a second time, tirish, or levarach alachilas murrah. Then later in the Suda, when you eat the murrah, I understand why you have to make the bracha al achilas murrah then. Because you weren't making the mitzvah yet. Well, I knock at the bruchim, Mishum, the Rav Chizdislei, Bishmarin, the bracha al achilas murrah, but Tiv Rishon. That I'll talk about. That's what the Gemara means to say. He's not eating it now, l'shem mitzvahs maror. Elo ochlo lotzes v'bar pi adama. He's only eating it right now, stam, to be yaitse with the bar pi adama. Als the mitzvahs karpas. This is what's for now. Because this, you're going to tell me, loiboy kavon, you don't have to have intentions to do a mitzvah. In Cain, yotze chayvis maror, b'tibur rishon. You already mekayim the mitzvahs maror the first time you ate the maror. Aye, the kashri is afagav yochol fei matzah. What do you mean you mekayim the mitzvahs maror? We're saying now maror is only yester matzah. So when you eat karpas at the beginning, you don't have matzah yet. So how can you say you mekayim the mitzvahs maror? Uksiv, the pasuk says al matzah is maror yochlu. You're supposed to eat matzah first, then maror. So taisus lehevi yikuva. That avad is not a real drasha pasuk. It's not likuva. Avad, if you don't have matzah bechlal, you only have maror, you mekayim mitzvahs maror. And if you eat maror before matzah, avad, you mekayim the mitzvahs maror. Of his voice, that's what shlokas shraya. If you tell me you don't have to have intentions, kavona, do the mitzvah, so when you wait this first maror, you did the mitzvah already. Of his voice, I might start straight to bullet. Why do you have to dip in a second time the maror? Hevel el adure yashay yirukas. You should only go and look for other yirukas then. Mishum akerah, to make a difference between the tibur rishon, v'yacha matzah tibur sheni yachal maror. But if you tell me now that you will mekayim the mitzvah maror the first time, say Rosh Lakish had a kasha. How could you say you're allowed to use maror two times? Like you're not doing the mitzvah to eke place. It should have been a locha. You have to look for shai yirokas. Take potatoes better, and then there's no question of being yotze to the mitzvah. Then be yotze to the mitzvah later. So that's Rosh Lakish's raya. So what does the Gemara say now? Gemara says no. Gemara says mimai. What's your raya Rosh Lakish? Dilma neidil yoyla mitzvahs ein tzriches kavona. From our Mishnah, you won't have any raya. Maybe really you could be in the kind of mitzvah, even though you don't have kavanah to do it. Or the karmat, you have a question. Trei tibuli lomali, why do you have to dip it two times then? I tell you, the teretz is, ki heichad lehevi hakeri l'tinoikis. The reason why we dip it two times, the reason why we make a karpas, is totally only for the reason that the children should ask questions, why are you doing something different now? The chitayim, if that's the case, im keim if so, lishamin and shayi rokis. If that's the reason why you should do it, there's really mitzvahs and tzrichas kavona. And really then you should not use maror at the beginning. Because if you would use maror at the beginning, you would require the mitzvah. So therefore, what should you use really? Shai yirokas. Because then you're doing it to make a difference for the children. So you're doing yirokas, potatoes then, and later you do the mitzvahs maror. See, Mikaelic, if you tell me that's the pshat, l'shamin and shai yirokas, why didn't the Mishnah say you would ask have to use other vegetables for karpas? Now, the more like this. Yashmin and Shai Rokas, if the Mishnah would have only said to use other type of vegetables, have a mean, I would have thought, Hechodika Shai Rokas, who did be the Treti Bulin? If somebody has two different types of vegetables, he has potatoes, and he has Roman lettuce, then very good. Make karpas first with your potatoes, and then later make murrah with the murrah. Avo Chazeres Lechuda. Let's say somebody now over here stayed the Pesach of the night. The only type of vegetable he has in his house is only Chazeres, he only has Roman lettuce. Nothing else. I would think then, leiboy trei tibulei, then the svaris don't dip in two times, I would think. Because if you dip in the first time, you'd be mekayim the mitzvahs maror, and that's not right. Kamash v'lon, that's the chiddush mishnah, no. The afilu chazeres, even if you only have chazeres, still the din is, being on trei tibulei, you should have to dip in two times. Why? Still there's a svaris, ki hechad lehevi b'yakeru l'tinoikis. Still with matzvah, you should dip in two times, one before the meal, but there is karpas, that the children should ask questions. Even though they're both being done with maror, still we want you to do both of them. So Taisus ends off So the question is now, what do you do though? The Gemara wants to say Rosh Lakish Yav Naraya. Really mitzvah sataya is ein tzrichas kavona. So if ain't tzrichas kavona, l'chur kashru, then when you, in the case you only have maror, and you eat the maror first, l'chur you mekayim the mitzvah. So if you mekayim the mitzvah then, why do you have to eat maror again a second time? That was the question. So the answer is yes, we want you to do it two times. Because we want one time that the kid should ask questions, and we want you to do it a second time later. But the question is though then, when do you make the bracha l'achilas maror though? L'chur good should we want you to do two times. One for the sake of the children, and one for the sake of the maror. So the question is, only do the first time, that's all. Because the first time, you mekayim both in yonim.
The first time the kid is going to ask questions, why are you dipping your now? And you were also mekayim the mitzvah already. So why the chlal the ask the gemara again later? So that place speaks out. There's still a svara that dafilu b'mara bina trei tibule kedei lecho mara kimitzvasei. Still there's an inyan teeth mara again a second time later, because that is the ikas man teeth mara. In other words, even though you were already mekayim the mitzvah mara, the first time, if you tell me mitzvah ein tzrichas kavana, so when you ate this karpas now with maror, you were mekayim the mitzvah maror, still we tell you, eat it again later, eat the maror again later, even though you did the mitzvah already. The reason why we say do it again is because that's the ikas man ha-mitzvah. Now the question is, when do you make the bracha of al-achilas maror? That we'll see in the Gemara later. But so far the Gemara is throwing up, says Makasha Mashlokash, you have no 100% raya. It could be really when you eat the first maror, you are mekayim the mitzvah. So then why do you have to eat it a second time later? Because we want you, the first time is the children should ask questions. Even though then the Khur Yosem Mekayim the mitzvah, but still we want you to eat a second time later, so that's the Ikar Zman HaMitzvah. Tomorrow, V'yoyid Tanya, I'll bring another Kashan Mashlokish. V'yoyid Tanya, we learn clearly. Ochlon Demai Yotzen. If you have your Murr from Demai, then something is a suffix, you have a Truma Samaitis, you bought it from an Amoritz. You misupik v'tuk of Truma Samaitis or not. Or else, Ochlon Shleimis Kavin. You ate Murr without Kavana. You had no intentions of doing the mitzvah's Murr. You just ate Murr Pesach V'night Yotzen. So the Brisa said clearly, mitzvah and Tzrichas Kavana. Even though you had no intention to do the mitzvah, but as long as you ate the maror pesach v'night, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Ochlon lechatzoyin yotza. If you eat the maror half of the kazayis now and half of the kazayis later, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Olbavad, providing though, shlo yishoy ben achil lechaverta, yoyse mechtei achilus pras. You can't wait from the beginning of the eating till the end of the eating, this time how long it takes you to eat a pras, which is a half a loaf of bread. Shall it be dalad beitzim or three beitzim? You just say the general time is 3 minutes. You have to eat it at least within 3 minutes. So if you eat it half now and half 2 minutes later, it's okay. But I call upon him here to chloride not like Rish Lakish. Here the price is clearly. If you eat the murr, belay miscovering, still you mekayim the mitzvah. Now the first chiddush of demai, that is, that the place speaks out, avo vaday lo yotza. If it would have been vaday tevel, you would not be mekayim mitzvah murr. Even though by murr, by vegetables, the gin to take off mice is only mid rabbonin. So what? Even though it's only Nisan, the Rabbonin, but the Rabbonin also will not be mekayim the mitzvah. Now it's only because of Demai. Demai means it's a suffix if the Amorites took off Truma Samaisis. See, about there are cases when you're allowed to eat Demai, so that you hear you did the mitzvah, you mekayim the mitzvah with Demai. But our Kopon of Brisa says clearly here that even though you do not have any intention to do the mitzvah, still you mekayim the mitzvah. So this is not like Rish Lakish. So who is the Kashim Rish Lakish? So Mori answers no. Tanoihi. It's a machlekes Tanoim. So true, you have one price like that. Resh Lakish holds that our Mishnah holds like the other Tana that holds mitzvah Srichas Kavona. What's the Machlokes Tanoim? The Tanya. Rabbi Yossi Yomer. Afal Pisha Tivol B'Chazeres. Even though you made the Tivol the first Karpas before the meal, you use Chazeres, you use the Roman lettuce, still mitzvah Lohovi Lofonov Chazeres V'Charoises. So still there's a mitzvah later. Teat the Maru later. Teat Maru again later. And then you have to dip it into Haresis, Ushnei Tafshilim. And still you have to have the two Tafshilim, we'll see in the Gemara what the two Tafshilim are. So the Chura, what do you want to bring it right? If you ate the old, that even though you ate the Mora first, still there's a mitzvah to bring it again later. What for? The Chura Sarai Tresh Lakish, that mitzvah Shrikas Kavono, so the first time you ate it, you were Mekayim the mitzvah, that's why you have to do the second time. But the Mora V'yakati Mimai? No, still, what's the Raya Tresh Lakish here? Dilmuk sub Reb Yosi mitzvah and Srichas Kavona. No, like we asked the Kash before. Maybe even this Reb Yosi that says like our Mishnah is really mitzvah and Srichas Kavona. Even if you have no intention to do the Maisa mitzvah, as long as you do it, you mekayim the mitzvah. Bahai debin and trei tibul. Then the question is, if you ate the chazeres, the Roman lettuce first, the Shas Karpas, why do you have to eat again later, the Shas Moro? You already ate the Moro, you were mekayim the mitzvah already. Hatayati hechet at the heavy, yakel tenaikis. Hatayla still does an Indian, teed it 2 times. It's time for the sake that the children should ask questions, why are we dipping in? Fred Gemarim Kane, if that's the reason, my mitzvah, this is the deal. Why does Rabbi Yossi say there's a mitzvah teed Mara again later? Mitzvah is mashma, it's a mitzvah midiraisa. Like the Ika mitzvah Mara, you weren't Makayim yet, you first Makayim the mitzvah later. If it's time out this Indian to have a hecker, that the children should ask, why are you doing? That's why you're supposed to dip in 2 times. That's why even though you already did the mitzvah tomorrow before, you should dip it in a second time. Why does Rabbi Yosef say a strong lashon of mitzvah? Mitzvah means that there's a chiyuv to bring the maror a second time. Why? It's already because Rabbi Yosef holds mitzvah is tzrichas kavona. Therefore, the first time you ate this Roman lettuce, pateras karpas before the meal, you did not have in mind to do a mitzvah then. You only made a baruch priyadama then. It's not the zman of ikka mitzvah. So since you did not have in mind then to be makarim the mitzvah, you're taking up makarim the mitzvah. And later, after the matzah, there's a mitzvah now to eat maror again. So kids, we have a right to Rish Lakish that Rabbi Yosef holds like Rish Lakish. So kids, it's a machlokes tanoim if mitzvah tzrichas kavona or ain't tzrichas kavona. Now the Gemara asks, "My shnei tashilin. What are these two tashilin? Is also a mitzvah to bring two tashilin." Yeah. Zomer Rapunafuna says, "Silka v'aruza." Supposed to bring beets and bring a rice or aruz rice. Rashbam silka tradin brings beets or ravusi. It's a ravusa chiddush. The chol shchein shnei mini boser. For sure, two types of meats. I was just telling you, don't but have to have two different types of meats. Any two type of dishes is enough. You can even have beets and rice. Rova have a mahadir asilka veruza. Or the zoi rova was makbi badavka to use for two tashilin, tak of these two things, beets and rice. Hoyo benofi mipume de Rahuna. Since Rahuna said these two, he was makbi badavka to use it. And he wanted to give cover to his rebbe, so as cover to his rebbe Rahuna, he davka did these two things. So Ravashi says, Shema Mina from Rafuna, Shema Mina, we hear from Rafuna that lest the Chai Shlud Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, that we are not afraid of Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri's halacha. What's his halacha? The Tanya we learned. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri Yoyner. Oyrez rice min doginhu. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri holds that rice is a type of a grain. It's mamish like dogin, like wheat. The Chayovin achemutse chorus. If somebody eats it on Pesach, a food made out of rice, he's Chayev for chorus. Chayev chorus. The Adam Yoitzeba, it's Chai Kosh of Chomets, he's in the Chomets. The Adam Yoitzeba Yedei Chavos of Pesach. If somebody makes matzah out of rice, he's Mekayim the Mitzvah's matzah. That's the Yechidim and Nurishita. That he holds rice is a min grain. So Kamash and Rav Huna here not like that. Because Rav Huna said one of the tashilin, one of the things cooked up in water was rice. So you see, you're allowed to eat cooked rice. How could you eat cooked rice if you hold a Kamash of Chimutz? You can't stand with like cooked rice. The Lamay Tzaraya, we don't hold a Gerich the Menuri. We don't take a hold like him. We don't hold rice as chametz. Kubit is an Indian not to eat rice tam al kitnias, and minig. But Iker Adin, though rice we pass in is not chametz. So Shvam, Shvamina mit Kam Rafuna Mavastin, Oyriz a Pesach, for the Chayas the Chimutz, less the Chosh of the Gerich the Menuri. Don't hold a Gerich the Menuri. Chiski Yom Chiski says, Afilu Dag Ubeit the Sholom. You know what two tashil, two different types of dishes could be, even really like one dish, that you have fish, and you have eggs fried on top of the fish. That's also considered like two dishes. Don't think it's one dish, eggs on top of the fish, but that's also considered two dishes. They used to shmir on top of the fish with eggs. It looks like one dish. Still no, it's called two dishes, because there's eggs there and fish there. Rabbi Yosef from Rabbi Yosef says, Sorech shnei mine boson. You have to have two different types of meat, bedavka. Echad zechel pesach, one zechel for the korban pesach, v'yechad zechel chagiga, and one zechel for the korban chagiga that they brought on there with pesach, like we had before. In a time when you have a lot of people in the korban, and you want to make sure everybody should be filled up before, satisfied before they eat the korban pesach, you make a korban chagiga on there pesach, that people eat that meat first, and then eat the korban pesach. So zechel for these two things, and then you have two types of meats. So Shbam learns, V'yechod zecher lechagigas arba osar, ha'avoy ma'pesach, shnei mini bosar, tzli k'negar ha'pesach, one meat should be roasted, or mavusha k'negar chagiga, and one should be cooked, kach pirsha b'nechananam rumi. That's the way he learns from the Rach's pshat. Tais doesn't like this pshat. Tais learns, shnei mini bosar, pirsha rach, tzli zecher lepesach, or mavusha zecher chagiga, the cooked meat should be zecher chagiga. Lani hero, the kaimlo we passed him before Kiben Taima. The Ein Chagiga Rechel Tel Atzli. That Ben Taima said before that the Korban Chagiga being an Erev Pesach has the same halach as a Korban Pesach. It could only be eaten roasted. Therefore, Lakach Nero, the Tavayim of Sholem, both are cooked. Vechein Mash Loshem Tavshilim. A Tavshil usually means something that's cooked. So, Stam, two pieces of meat. Not that it has to be roasted Zech the Korban. Stam, a beer to meat, that's enough. But it doesn't have to be roasted. Ravina Ravina said, Afilu garma ubishula. Even the meat and the gravy of the meat, that's also considered two things. Garma ubishula katichas basar umerik shenis bashtum boi. The gravy is also considered like another thing. The mar pshita. Hei chodik, period. Good. So this is in your tafs, in your tafs, in your tafs, in Weiter. Seht ihr mal. Shita. Hecho dike shayi rokes, for sure. If somebody has other type of vegetables also, is mevorach a shayi rokes bar piyadama. So that's shita our minig. When we do karpas first, we only make a bar piyadama on the potatoes. We eat for, whatever eat for karpas. We also need it. For hod the mevorach al achilas mor. Then later, v'shas the sudi, after the matzah, when we eat the Roman lettuce, eat your mor, then you make al achilas mor. We also need it. Now, what's going to be in the case where somebody only has the Roman lettuce? That's all he has, no other vegetables, only Roman lettuce. Mine, how does he make the brachas now? Like he has to eat the Roman lettuce first at the Teres Karpas, and then eat it the second time later at the Teres Moro. When does he make the bracha al Achilas Moro? Is Amrav Hunarfuna says, Mevorach mi kora moro. So is the Svara. First make the bracha moro. Bor pri adama. Viochel. And eat it. No, that's a question. Mevorach mi kora moro bor pri adama. First you take your mora, your Roman lettuce, and make a bar for your damar on it. V'yochel, eat it with teres karpas. Or the psoif later, after the matzah, when you eat the mora, a second time, v'vorach alei al achilas mora. That's when you first make your achilas mora. Sakura, this would come out good of the old mitzvah and mitzvah srizas kavona. That, yo, when you did the first mora, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah, so you first mekayim the mitzvah later, that's when we first make the achilas mora later. V'yochel. But maskev lor achizav, chiz, they ask the kasha, back to Rav Huna. That,